Hello, my name is Chris and I'm host of the Seller Spark Show. And in today's episode, we are going to be focusing on discussing the recent election results of the gubernatorial recall election in California held on Tuesday, September 14th. So, as expected, incumbent Governor Gavin Newsom was not recalled from office, and he's going to remain in office until next year in 2022 when there is a regular election held for the gubernatorial election in California. And I thought it was interesting, even though that these results were kind of a landslide in favor of Newsom, that we're seeing some significant demographic shifts in the state of California. Now, I'm not sure if this is going to have larger implications for the nation itself, for the nation at large, but it does signify that something is shifting a little bit in the American electorate, even in a state as big as California. So what does this mean for the future of American politics in terms of the California recall going in favor of the Democrats? Well, firstly, it's going to tell us that California is going to remain a Democratic state for a generation. As we saw that the no votes were at 64%, the yes votes were at 36% as of today, Thursday, September 16th. But what is really remarkable is that college-educated whites voted in support of Newsom around 60-40 or so. College-educated voters voted in favor of Newsom by 70-30, so by a margin of 40%. However, for Hispanic voters in the same election, only voted to keep Newsom 60 to 40. So 40% of the Hispanic electorate in California voted to remove Newsom. There's clearly something going on in California and other states across the country, that there is a trend among Hispanic Americans that they're viewing the Republican Party more favorably. Now, we can infer based on that, then if that's the case in California, it's probably the case in Nevada and Arizona, because you have a similar demographic and similar electorate in those states. So Democrats think that a lot of these states are safe, like in the Southwest with a significant Hispanic population. And that may be true in the short term, but in the long term, it's harder to tell because, again, these Hispanic voters are susceptible to the Republicans' message, especially on social issues, right? Because a lot of Hispanics tend to be more socially conservative, and that's why Trump won so many Hispanics in 2020 because of the abortion issue. But college-educated whites are the reason, not Hispanics, for the larger leftward shift in a lot of these states like California and Arizona. Because college-educated whites carried those states for Biden in 2020 in the presidential election. They helped the Democrats in the 2018 election and the elections before that. So in 2024, we're likely to see a similar situation, if this is any indication, if this is any foreshadowing of anything. Some people thought the election in California was going to be a repeat of the 2003 recall election, and it could not be further from that whatsoever. The results were totally divergent, and we're not even comparable whatsoever. A lot of people were upset with Gray Davis in 2003 for his handling of the economy. He had a poor handling in the economy, and there were a lot of college-educated voters that backed Schwarzenegger, and they backed Bush, George W. Bush, as well as George H.W. Bush and Ronald Reagan. Hispanics also backed George W. Bush. A lot in the state of California, he came within 10 in the state. Schwarzenegger won the recall over the lieutenant governor at the time. And so California hasn't had a Republican governor since Schwarzenegger. There has been no Republican governor in California. Now, for the replacement candidates, for the replacement question, we had Larry Elder dominating, and they're on the replacement question. And he was pretty much alone. He was alone in first at the top over Kevin Prafith. Elder only lost one state so far in California, which was San Francisco. Only one county, my mistake. Elder only lost one county in the state of California, which was over here in San Francisco County. And I'm not sure if the replacement question is on this map. It should be. So, yes, if Newsom is recalled, they wanted Larry Elder to replace him by 47% to 10%. Over Kevin Prafith, who came in second. And then the former mayor of San Diego, Kevin Falconer, with 8.6%. So Larry Elder was pretty much alone at the top. Elder only barely losing it, like I said, San Francisco County. But the problem was with Larry Elder was that he was a talk show host, not really didn't have a lot of experience, and he was pretty tied to Trump. Many say that the California recall election drove up Democratic turnout because of the Republican effort to get rid of Newsom. And that could be true. The Democrats should be more galvanized to defend this seat because surely it would have been a calamity if they would have lost in California because that would have portended a lot of devastation in 2022 in terms of the midterm elections. But the Democrats held on. Newsom remained as governor. And now we have to see what happens in 2022. Remember, California is not representative of the whole country. I think that trend of Hispanics trending towards the Republican Party is evident. And it's apparent in one region of the country. But again, I don't think we could really take too much from this. California is a solid Democratic state. And so we'll see what happens. We'll see if some of these other states are going to go towards the Republicans because of Hispanics. But as we know now, that the Hispanic population by 2050 will be the majority in the country. So if the Republicans stay strong and stay firm on social issues, they may very well be competitive with Hispanic voters. But they have to stop the losses with college-educated whites in order to have a chance. And I think former President Trump has accelerated that trend of the college-educated whites toward the Democratic Party, which does not help Republicans at all. But at the same time, Republicans have made inroads with whites without a college degree and the white working class who are ancestrally Democrats now have converted over to the Republican Party. So I'm interested to hear your thoughts. What do you think about the California recall election? Do you think that Newsom deserved to stay? Do you agree with the voters? What do you think happens next year in the regular election in 2022 in California and across the country? Let me know on the community tab of my channel. But I wanted to bring you with this update of some of the trends that I am noticing, especially after this election in California. So I appreciate you listening. This is a little bit of a shorter episode, but just wanted to be back on the air to bring you this update. Once again, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. And I'm going to leave it there for now. My name is Chris, and I'm host of the Stellar Spark Show, signing off. Until next time.